Are we ready to open next month?
I think so.
You think so?
Well, it's complicated. Fire protection, first aid supplies, uniforms, safety training, mat services. Oh, and restroom supplies.
So uncomplicated. Call CentOS. They'll handle all of it.
Wow. One company can handle all that? That's not very complicated.
So, you'll be ready?
Oh, we'll be ready.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how CentOS can help you get ready for the workday. Visit CentOS.com.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Welcome to Locked On Eagles. I am your host, Teron Davenport. We are the podcast just for you Eagles fans, you guys who are dying for daily content. We are here to bring it to you, 10 to 15 minutes of just straight Eagles talk. This show is brought to you by SeatGeek. Be sure to download the SeatGeek app. This way you could have all discounted pricing for you on your tickets to concerts, sporting events. Be sure to download the app. Use the promo code LOEAGLES, Eagles, LOEAGLES. That'll get you a $20 rebate on your first purchase. So what we're going to do here today is bring you guys an interview, a special request by my guys from the Bird Gang Bangers on Facebook, the Philadelphia Eagles group. I appreciate the support that you guys bring. It's an honor to be able to post in your group. So Chad Weichert, he gave me the request to get Brandon Graham on the show. So I went ahead and grabbed him in the locker room, and we got to talk a little bit. So I'm going to go ahead right into that interview. Check out Brandon Graham. So Brandon, coming into camp, I know you were switching positions. Did the training kind of change for you as you were looking forward to this change?
The training really didn't change. I just was able to – I didn't have to really worry about my weight too much because I was already kind of 10 pounds under where they wanted me to be. And for me, it was just more so trying to learn the defense so I can be able to, you know, get a jump start on how they want me to play certain things.
It seems like you're playing really fast. So how are you coming along with learning that defense?
I've been through this defense before. It's kind of like almost the same. It's just different terminology as far as like what they call the plays and stuff like that. But other than that, it's the same thing. And I mean, man, all you got to do is really get off the ball and go attack, and you know, you're not really wrong.
To what some may perceive as a naked eye, I mean, defensive end, they say in this defense it's all about rushing the passer. So you're also playing the run really well. So what goes into just your ability to set that edge so aggressively the way you do?
Just being able to, you know, they took the handcuffs off me and they just had me go out there and play. And you know, as long as I know exactly, you know, where they want me to be as far as like my aiming points and my technique, you know, they just pretty much let me go out there and play once the game comes.
Now, as far as your aiming points, can you kind of elaborate on that?
It's just like, for me, I can't really say too much because, you know, I give the offense a little something. But just know that it's something I look at and I stay on my track and whoever's in my way. If he's there or if he's not, I got a couple things I could do. Close, rush, crush, or close. That's what they call it. And either, you know, if you're on your point and he's going back, that means you're rushing. If he goes down, that means a down block. I close and go chase the ball. And if he come at me as a base block, I crush him. And that means set the edge.
So just to wrap it up on the pass rush side of things, I know your requirement is to just get upfield and rush the passer. Mm-hmm. How do you feel like when it's time to not continue to go upfield and kind of break off and come back inside?
The penetration is what's going to help the linebackers be able to play off. And so pretty much I don't worry about folding until the ball is committed, you know, past the line of scrimmage. And, you know, for me, I just get to the ball, man, just turn and run. And, I mean, it's not hard for me. Just get up the ball and turn and run. Get to the ball and turn and run. That's it.
Appreciate it. So that was Brandon Graham just talking shop. It was definitely good to talk shop with him. And anybody that listens to this podcast or reads my work, you know that I always like to get into the detail about some of the intricacies of the game. And he didn't take that cheese that I was offering. I wanted him to expand a little bit more upon his aiming point. But unfortunately, you know, these guys are sharp. You know, Brandon Graham has been around. He's sharp. He's spoken to the media multiple times. It's going to be difficult to get him to reveal anything that might just might give the opposing team an edge. So shout out to B. Graham for taking the time to talk shop. And, man, he's just been a pleasure to watch. If you watch him during the games, one of the things that I really like that he does is chase down the backside runs, you know, the runs from the backside. And I love the energy that he brings. He's a high motor guy. And, you know, you sit there and you watch him, the way that he's able to get that leverage, the way that he could get up underneath the pads. And we talked about that on one of the previous shows. You know, the guy at 6'2" still has the ability to, you know, come off that edge with so much power, because the way that he gets off the ball, it just leaves the offensive lineman in balance. You know, it makes him rush to get back into his set. And B. Graham could just, you know, rush upfield, give him a quick move and come back inside and give him some power with that speed and knock him over because of the leverage game. He could get up underneath him. So it was good talking to Brandon Graham about that. Continue to watch. I mean, this is a guy that he's working with the starters at both left and right, and I wanted to talk to him about that, you know, working both sides, but just didn't get a chance to do that. So I appreciate you guys tuning in for that interview. But, you know, we also have some things to talk about along that defensive line, and I just want to point out some things with that depth chart. And they released their unofficial depth chart. I posted that on theeagleswire.usatoday.com. And I tell you what was interesting. Steven Means, I mean, you guys have heard me talk about him a lot on this show. And he's a guy that has really stood out with his tenacity on defense. And every game, you know, he's making plays. He's making plays in practice. And he's been doing that since minicamp. But for some reason on the depth chart, it had Alex McAllister ahead of him, which is kind of a head scratcher. I think Steven Means is in that top five rotation, along with Marcus Smith, obviously, and we mentioned Brandon Graham and Connor Barwin and Vinny Curry. I think Brandon Graham eventually is going to be the solidified starter, but just going back to Steven Means, I was very surprised to see him below McAllister on the depth chart, and you got Marcus Smith also ahead of him. I think Steven Means is their number four in that five-man rotation, so we'll see what happens with that, but keep an eye on number 51, number 55, of course, as well, because those are two guys that are definitely going to stand out. Another thing I wanted to talk about just real quick is just the whole situation with the wide receivers. You know, Dorial Green-Beckham coming along, this has definitely made it a difficult decision for the coaching staff. They're going to have to take a long, hard look at the receivers, and that's what they're going to do with Josh Huff. So we're going to focus on Josh Huff for the remainder of the show. And Josh Huff is someone that could be in danger if he doesn't step up in this game on Saturday against the Colts. I tell you what, Coach Peterson said that he's going to look to Huff, and Huff's going to get those opportunities. And Frank Wright backed it up and said, hey, listen, you know, there are going to be guys that are getting opportunities. They need to execute. So I, in so many words, think they were speaking directly to Josh Huff. So for Josh Huff, it's do or die time. Definitely check that article out on the Eagles Wire, because it offers you a lot just as far as some of the input from Frank Wright and just the previous interview that we had with Josh Huff. It's very clear that the poor guy, his confidence is a bit shaken, but I tell you what, he could play ball. And when he's on, he's on. And he believes that. He just has to carry that mindset throughout each and every play. And the thing that with me, when I look at Josh Huff, is just I want him to go out, line up, and say, I'm going to catch the ball. Not worry about, I got to make sure I'm not going to drop it. There's two different mindsets, and you have to have the mindset that you're going to catch that football and be confident in doing so. And that's something that he's working on. He's really working on it. The guy is pressing a lot, so he needs to just relax and let the game come to him, which is ironically what he told me about 15 episodes ago when we had him on here. He told me that that's what he was trying to do, let the game come to him. And he said when you press, that's when you get into trouble. So we're going to see if he's going to press too much or if he's going to relax and let the game come to him. Will number 13 be on the field come September 11th for the home opener? Speaking of which, have you guys gotten your tickets for the home opener? If you haven't gotten them, definitely make sure you check out the SeatGeek app. Download that, take a look for the seats. Set your price that you would want to pay, your striking price, because what you could do with that is get email updates each and every time the tickets get closer to that striking price. And when they get in within your range, you could go ahead and pull the trigger. And in doing that, you could also see the seat, what the rating of the seat is. If you are able to buy the ticket and land in the seats yourself, you could give it a rating. You can't beat that with any of the other sites. So definitely make sure you download the SeatGeek app. And just for you guys, my listeners, because they know that you guys, SeatGeek, I told them, listen, I have listeners that are going to buy tickets. I have listeners that really want to go see their team play football, especially at the home opener. So you guys have a special offer by way of SeatGeek, and that's using the promo code LOEAGLES. This way you can get tickets to the game at the price you want to pay. Make sure you check it out. Just to wrap things up, getting back to the wide receivers, I think Josh Huff, Reuben Randall, Chris Givens, Paul Turner, these are guys that are going to be on the bubble. There's going to be limited spots, and right now at this point, I'd say Nelson Aguilar, Green Beckham, Jordan Matthews, those three are in good shape. They're more than likely here. Jordan Matthews, we know he's here for the long haul. Aguilar should be here for a long haul, too, because you know there's no reason to give up on him. You have to understand, some of them, it takes time to get acclimated to the NFL. At the receiver position, typically it's the third season when these guys really start to show off and show out. So there's still time with Aguilar. But after those three, like I said, you got four guys competing for what I think is going to be two to three spots. If they decide to keep five, that's going to be really tough for Paul Turner and one of the veterans. If they decide to keep six, now the door is open for a guy like a Paul Turner. So we'll see what happens. There have been some rumors about the Eagles looking to trade Josh Huff. Maybe that's why they want to showcase him, a dual purpose. Hopefully he could break out for their sake, so that way they could make that decision whether or not they want to keep him or trade him. Me personally, I would just go ahead and keep him. He is your kick returner. And as I mentioned on one of the other shows, he's a guy that with his kick returns will help the offense by way of field position. So you want to look at that. This is an offense that's going to have to drive the football down the field to score unless they could get one of those pop plays to Darren Sproles out of the wing position or out of the backfield. We'll see how that works out. But nevertheless, Josh Huff will play an important role. He's also a gunner on special teams also. So he's looking to find his way to make his niche and carve a spot out on this roster. Who's going to get cut? Man, it's nobody's idea. There are some rumors, like I said, of the Eagles trading. So you could see a trade, whether it be with Huff or with one of the veterans. I mean, who knows what could happen, because you also got the younger guys, and Marcus Johnson and Caleb Jones. David Watford is a guy that reminds me of Tony Martin. I've said it over and over again. And Tony Martin was a receiver that came out of Mesa Community College, and he ended up with the San Diego Chargers, then went to the Falcons. But he was a very productive receiver, former quarterback. So that's where I see the match, and these guys move and play just the same. So unfortunately, it's probably going to be the end of the road for them. But I was talking the other day about how it would be really good to have a guy like Watford on the practice team, because he could serve as a read option quarterback. That's what he ran, a dual threat guy. And he ran a lot of read option. He ran a lot of play action and on the move type of plays. So he definitely could be a good scout team guy to give the defense a look when they're going against these guys who are very mobile. At the same time, he can play receiver, as we've talked about. So, well, that's the show, folks. Appreciate you tuning in. As always, we are brought to you by SeatGeek. Be sure to use the app, LOEAGLES. That's the promo code. Download the app. Get your tickets. Be sure to continue to follow along with what we're doing here. Follow us on SoundCloud, on Audio Boom as well. Look up Locked On Eagles, a part of the Locked On Eagles Network. We're all over the Locked On Eagles, the Locked On Sports Network. We are all over the NFL, the NBA. So we'll be coming to another station near you soon. Tomorrow, that is, we'll have another show. I appreciate you guys tuning in. Be sure to continue to get those suggestions flowing. Anytime you want to interview, I'll be sure to grab the guy within reason. So that's it. Follow me on Twitter at @TDavenport_NFL. We are out of here.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst.